Good morning, church. This is Wednesday morning, and I trust that you all had a restful sleep last night. This morning, we'll be looking at Psalm 71. Again, today's saving word is prayer, and today's reading is a prayer of an elderly person who asks to be rescued from wicked people. The writer cries out to God for protection and recounts his trust in the Lord since he was young. The psalm concludes with the writer singing God's praises and speaking of God's faithfulness and righteousness. So this should be a psalm that all of us can truly associate with, shall we? And so, again, this is the prayer of an elderly person, Psalm 71. Lord, I have come to you for protection. Never let me be defeated. Because you are righteous, help me and rescue me. Listen to me and save me. Be my secure shelter and a strong fortress to protect me. You are my refuge and defense. My God, rescue me from wicked people, from the power of cruel and evil people. Sovereign Lord, I put my hope in you. I have trusted in you since I was young. I have relied on you all my life. You have protected me since the day I was born. I will always praise you. My life has been an example to many because you have been my strong defender. All day long I praise you and proclaim your glory. Do not reject me now that I am old. Do not abandon me now that I am feeble. My enemies want to kill me. They talk and plot against me. They say, God has abandoned him. Let's go after him and catch him. There is no one to rescue him. Don't stay so far away, O God. My God, hurry to my aid. May those who attack me be defeated and destroyed. May those who try to hurt me be shamed and disgraced. I will always put my hope in you. I will praise you more and more. I will tell of your goodness all day long. I will speak of your salvation, though it is more than I can understand. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will proclaim your goodness, yours alone. You have taught me ever since I was young, and I still tell of your wonderful acts. Now that I am old and my hair is gray, do not abandon me, O God. Be with me while I proclaim your power and might to all generations to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the skies. You have done great things. There is none like you. You have sent troubles and suffering on me, but you will restore my strength. You will keep me from the grave. You will make me greater than ever. You will comfort me again. I will indeed praise you with the harp. And I will praise your faithfulness, my God. On my harp I will play hymns to you, the Holy One of Israel. I will shout for joy as I play for you. With my whole being I will sing, because you have saved me. I will speak of your righteousness all day long, because those who tried to harm me have been defeated and disgraced. Today's key verse is Psalm 71, verse 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will proclaim your goodness, yours alone. And I want you to reflect on the life that the psalm writer has described here. And though sometimes he expresses that he might be feeling abandoned by God, still he indicates that he still puts his trust in God. Have you ever thought of God in these terms? How will you proclaim God's faithfulness, goodness, and righteousness today? Let us pray. Sovereign God, you are my secure shelter, strong fortress, my refuge and defense. Each day I turn to you, trusting that you are always near and ready to come to my aid. Daily will I praise you and proclaim your goodness, righteousness, power, and might. Amen. Well, that concludes our lesson and our time together for today. I truly hope that you are blessed today. Keep your eyes open, looking for those blessings. It's real easy to see the bad that goes on around us, but I think there is more good going on around us than we give God credit for. So keep your eyes open for those blessings today, and we will see you tomorrow.